brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Give me liberty or give me death!
First off, I want to salute everybody who came out here in defiance of tyranny! Civilizations go one way or the other. You either become more free or you become enslaved. And there are only a few countries worldwide where you can still own firearms. Governments worldwide controlled by powerful anti-free market corporate interests like Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan, and others have financed programs from Australia to France, from England to South Africa to disarm the people. Whether it was King George 235 years ago who wanted disarmed slaves, or whether it was Santa Anna 177 years ago, or whether it was Adolf Hitler or Mao Zedong, these scumbags are all the same! They are bullies that think we're going to lay down to them and lick their boots. I can assure you that if William Barrett Travis was here or the others that died in this sacred shrine were here, they would give us a rebel yell of liberty. I can assure you they knew full well they were going to die, but they were so angry watching people tied up and shot in the back of the head all over Texas because they wouldn't turn their guns in that they came down here to show an example of what you do in the face of tyrants. And that's what you're doing here right now, today. And I'll tell you, I'm no different than my ancestors. You're no different than your ancestors. My ancestors on both sides of my family started the Texas Revolution. And I'm here to tell you that revolution was a continuation of human beings fighting against bullies and tyrants in every civilization throughout history. And this is the struggle of the individual against the bullies and the tyrants. And I salute you all for being here today.
All right, folks, we are back. And this is a short segment. The full speech I gave is up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And I want to go to Jonathan right now, and then we'll come back from break and go to the others that have been holding the longest, like Don and Steve and others. You're on the air. Jonathan from New York. Go ahead.
Hey, brother, man. How's it going?
Good, brother. Thanks for calling in. What's on your mind?
I want to give you a heads up on something that's going to be airing on the National Geographic Channel this Sunday, the 27th, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, and you live in Central, it's going to be 8 o'clock. There's a show coming out called American Blackout, and I was going to talk to you last week about it, but I was at work about it. But I'm kind of thinking, my question for you is, I don't know if you remember that one show back in 2001, The Lone Gunman, how it was a kind of like a precursor to the events of 9/11.
Sure, sure. They prepare you and then show you how to react when it actually happens. And they said, the government's going to have a drill, take over by remote control, fly the plane in the World Trade Center, blame it on Afghanistan, and then bring in martial law in America. That aired 6 months before. And the CIA did approach them and have them write that. That came out in the news, yes.
Right. I want to know, do you think, like I said, there's a website. If you go to channel.nationalgeographic.com/channel/American/
Sure, no, I've heard of the show. I think it is all to condition us to get us ready, because most of us aren't going to have power all the time in the future anyway. Only government districts are going to have it under Agenda 21. That's all official. That's how it is living in a Soviet nation. I mean, do I think that's conditioning? Yeah, they're practicing how to turn the power grid on and off right now. Because it's easy to turn it off. It's hard to turn it back on. FEMA's actually doing drills on this. I'm not saying that's coming right away, but they'd like to kill us if they could. I mean, and the process of that is training us that they put their hands on our wives and kids and take our guns and turn our power off and boss us around. I mean, that's what they're doing. They're breaking our will. Anything else, Jonathan?
Yeah, next month. I've even seen...
Stay there. I'm going to come back to you and then everybody else. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
my friends. Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Yeah, and Uncle Sam's got brain worms. He's been taken over by the globalist. Uncle Sam's always had a lot of problems, and Uncle Sam is absolutely alien. Publicly declaring our founders enemies, and us enemies, and our returning veterans enemies. I think that's pretty clear, isn't it? And I think, I like how the guitar like agreed with me right there. It's like, yes. Yes. Isn't the guitar sing like, yes? We're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're here Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. And then, of course, we have 7 o'clock Central Standard Time. We have the InfoWars Nightly News. We're going to go right back to your phone calls now. I just wanted to mention some of the news coming up at the bottom of the hour. I'm going to do a big news blitz of a bunch of stuff I haven't got to yet. This is just now breaking up at DrudgeReport.com. It's from Breitbart.com. Germany, U.S. may have targeted Merkel's cell phone, AP. Oh, that's like saying fish may swim in the ocean. That's so ridiculous. Kind of like, oh, we know there's back doors in all your software because we ordered all the software makers to make them. And now we're aware the Chinese government may be using them. Jeeper creeper. We blew a big hole in the side of your house, and we want to tell you bugs might come in or the weather. Oh, I mean, it's just all of this has been public forever. The truth is they can't hide any of this. They don't hide any of it. It's public that the big defense contractors, you know, run giant child kidnapping rings worldwide, including the U.S. Fox News is always asking, where's this kid? They were raped and murdered 20 years ago in Saudi Arabia. Those guys pay a lot to murder your child. What do you think they're doing in there right now? I mean, it's not like it's some secret. Your daughter might still be alive in Thailand right now in a dungeon 20 years later. Got a bunch of murderers running the country, a bunch of mafia, people that make mafia look like good guys. Everybody's so naive and or the cops that I know are all afraid. And yeah, you're right about it. Better watch it, though. I'm not going along. What do you think I intend to do here? I fully plan on them killing me. I don't look forward to it, don't like it, but I'm like full steam ahead, ramming speed. That's the only spirit you can have. I cannot help but resist these people. Who's going to stand up for all these kids? Who's going to stand up for all these women? You want to be a gangster culture? You think that's cool? Well, you now live in one. You're the slave. Stop acting like one. Laying down only encourages it. Look at this. Merkel. Bush used to have a toilet that followed him around. And he actually had a groom of the stool. George W. Bush, right, that would tidy him up, make sure that none of the paper got left or anything. It was a chemical toilet. They would take in his hotels everywhere because they caught the French and others setting up stuff in the sewer lines to find out what George W. Bush is on. Of course, in fact, I would expect the NSA to be spying on Merkel. That's who you're supposed to spy on as foreign governments. You're not supposed to spy on the American people and supposed to give all your Google searches to the perverts at the TSA. Everything's backwards here. You're supposed to spy on Herr Merkel. But the globalists are letting all this come out so they won't be spied on. See how that works? It's unbelievable. Let's go to phone calls here. And I do mean Herr Merkel. It looks like the cousin of Janet Reno. Or maybe Merkel's the mother of... who's that young man on MSNBC? Maddow? Let's go to Jonathan in New York. I mean, that lady on there, excuse me. No. Used to have a show on Saturday Night Live. Now it's got a show on MSNBC. I forget the name. What's the name of the... Pat? What's the name of Pat's show on MSNBC? What do they call it? The Pat Show? Oh, no. I thought it was the Pat Show. It's not the Rachel Maddow Show. Okay, whatever. And look, there she is on screen giving birth to TSA. Doesn't matter. She runs off. It runs off. You know, to suck our blood. If you're a radio listener, you have to actually watch this at Infowars.com/show or PrisonBlender.tv, and you can see the birth of actual footage, the birth of Rachel Maddow. And mommy running away to help all the people at the university, to help give all the people, the young ladies, and their admission. All right, let's go ahead and talk to Jonathan. Jonathan, you got cut off by the break. You got another point. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, thanks for with me. I'll talk to you again. I live in FEMA Region Number 2, New York State, and I think I remember you saying that within the month of November, they're going to start doing quote-unquote like shutdowns of the power grid. So I think this is just perfect timing for them to be showing this American blackout video. You know, just before everything starts.
Well, no, I mean, they have actuaries of the power companies to get you ready to pay four or five times what you did and get power about 3 hours a night enough because they can control you. It'll come on when you get home and you're supposed to go to bed by 8. So you'll have it like 5 to 8. You understand? I mean, no, that's the plan. You're going to live in hell. That's the Plandopolis. They teach the kids in Britain with these training videos. You'll get meat once a year. To go somewhere, you'll have to get authorization on your smartphone. This is all the plan. Ration cards to eat. I mean, hell world. With globalists and jet copters above you with your kidnapped child with them. I mean, literally, just feeding on you. How's that sound?
I had no comment with that one then.
Well, God bless you. I'm going to jump. No, in every culture, you get an elite who likes to be psychopathic. So the Druid elite would say, I want your kids to sacrifice. The Aztecs said, I want your kids to sacrifice. The Babylonians said, I want your kids to sacrifice. The Romans said, I want your kids in the arena to sacrifice. When a Roman lord would die, they would kill, have slaves fight to the death over it. Psychopaths got control of some of the Norman. They said, when the noble dies, we burn your wife. We don't want to listen to her. That's actually a good custom. I'm joking. I mean, all this stuff. Every culture, they demand to murder you, and then you bow, and they cut your heart out. And then the priest class with the Aztecs and the Mayans and other Mayan cultures is all Mayan. The lower priest class made money off the daily sacrifices. And every city had to have it. You had to have meat. And the premium, God wanted a child because, you know, Chalkmul or Quetzalcoatl or winged serpent. They wanted, you know, because God wanted the meat, because obviously the priest tasted it. That tasted better. Everybody knows veal's better. And long ham veal's better. And so they would hang the bodies down at the bottom of the pyramid. And then you would go and pay your offering to the priest class to get a succulent slice. And, I mean, what's wrong with that? And I'll guarantee you, if you were against that, you would have been called an extremist. And every culture ate children. I mean, it's, don't just say it's the Aztecs. I mean, they just kind of created a science, and they had good agriculture with their chalupas. That's what they called them, these floating wooden rafts on rivers that you could get like 5 or 6 growth cycles a year, not just 2. So they had a huge population, and meat was on the dish. I mean, it's who doesn't like meat? I mean, the flesh, human flesh, tastes like pork, they say. It was delicious and succulent. Okay, and I support it. I support all government. Not supporting government's hateful and evil, and I don't want to be an extremist. Now let's talk to Don in Tennessee. Don, you're on the air. Go ahead. Of course, they're reinventing all that now. They're reinventing government's God. Bow down to it. Do whatever it says. Give us total power. And so they're taking the offering now, taking your baby's diaper off, so the pedo TSA person likes to look at that. And you know, and some of them have the job. You can see the ones. I'll go, look at that one. He's looking at that hot chick. He's going to grab her. They're going to buzz her. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And we'll sit there and drink coffee going, oh, yeah. Look at that. They're going after her. Look at that woman. We're walking up to this rock concert with one of my friend's wives. Looks like a Miss America. And they flagged her, and it was a woman. And, boy, let me tell you, she took her time and was drooling. And let me tell you, she got – we sat there and watched it, and she grabbed her crotch, grabbed her hind, and I know you want to go in, so and then grabbed her breast right in front of me. And I'm sorry, this is pornographic. This is what they do in America. And the guys were all laughing and looking at us going, yeah. I mean, it was almost going to be like, baka-chicka-wow-wow-wow, land of the free, home of the brave. Oh, it's land of the free if you want to get a job as a security person, because you – and I don't blame that woman. I mean, you know, she is an attractive woman, but that woman don't like you. She likes men, see. But it doesn't matter. You get to do whatever you want. It's all about your power. And next it will be eating children. I'm telling you, if they get their way for the earth. Actually, the UN Biological Diversity Assessment, 1996, actually says they want to reintroduce human sacrifice like the Aztecs. So, see, they're already promoting. And I'm not joking if you just tuned in. Don in Tennessee, I apologize, sir. You've been holding like a real trooper. Go ahead.
Sir, over the past year, federal funds for hospital care of the poor have been cut. I mean, this means orderlies, nurses, doctors have been let go. At one hospital here in town, 800 people have been let go. With another one, 400 people were let go, and they even cut the size of the lunchroom in half.
No, it's a devastating operation. They're shutting everything down. 300,000 just lost their health care, set to double in Florida. I mean, isn't this great?
This is a substantial effect on at least our local economy, because they've sent a lot of the factory jobs overseas, and these are the last kind of golden nuggets.
And they're going to cut the welfare, and they're going to cut the food stamps right at the same time. How's that sound?
Well, I'm retired, so I'm a little bit out of the mess, but thanks for listening to me.
No, listen, sir, I appreciate you holding. I want you to continue and even hold over if you need to. And actually, I make jokes out of it because it's so sad. It's gallows humor. They are devastating the economy right now. And did you see where they're hiring armed guards now for financial collapse at the Federal Biz Opportunities website?
Yes, sir. I heard about that on a Joyce's show, too.
But I mean, you understand that. This is all planned out. That's at Infowars.com. This is all planned out. Do you understand?
Well, it certainly looks planned out. One thing that kind of disturbed me is I like to write letters to my congressman, and during the federal shutdown, they actually let some of the office workers for the senators and stuff go hang. I'm still waiting for reply letters from my congressman. It looks like the whole democracy is shutting down, if you ask me.
Well, sir, here's the deal. I don't want to scare you as a retiree. Let me tell you the big plan. When we come back.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
That's the sound of a 44 Magnum and Traumamax, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Traumamax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
From the makers of Block It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Block It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Not all protein powders are created equal. One World Whey is the first cold temperature processed, 100% all natural, unrefined, bioactive, grass pasture raised milk whey protein. Far from being another ordinary protein supplement, One World Whey is a full spectrum nutrition power food in and of itself, providing overall life building benefits that touch virtually every human's life that other protein supplements don't deliver on. What are the benefits? Boosts the immune system, anti-aging properties, helps detoxification, helps lose body fat, supports excellent blood sugar levels, excellent for building muscle, increases in energy levels, enhances the feelings of youth, energy for exercise and recovery. Who's it for? Anyone wanting to feel healthy and have energy. Busy people, office workers, growing children, students, teachers, seniors, people recovering from illness, and high-performance athletes. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome the 44th President of the United States, Barack Hussein Obama, and his new presidential theme song. No longer will it be Hail to the Chief. No, it'll be called Riding the Obamacare Train. And let me tell you, it's got sandpaper and razor blades. This is going to hurt as bad as you can imagine, because they've got even worse stuff coming up in the future. We hope you like being poor, and we hope you like the collapse of the economy, because it's called Cloward and Piven on steroids. Continuing, ladies and gentlemen, there's going to be national compulsory service because those of you on pension funds who think you're okay as the economy shuts down, think again. They're going to leverage the 100 million people that will be out of work against your pensions. The government will nationalize them and cut them in half day one. And then, in the years to come, they'll cut that even more until you have nothing except paramilitary forces shooting you in the street if you complain. You asked for it, America. Now you're going to get it. But at least the president's going to smile at you while they dismantle your life and come after your guns. Because if that isn't enough for you, there's a great civil war added to the deal. Oh, the takedown of America was planned for a long time. And now, Barack Hussein Obama is the closer. Grin and bear it. Say you enjoy it. Or you'll be called a racist. And we know you'd throw your children into a mine shaft before you allowed that to happen. So, America, you want to be slaves? You are. Barack Obama, hail to the chief. Obama does America right. All right, there you go, folks. A little bit of equal time. We have that announcement from the White House for you. Oh, there's still some more White House music? There you go. More White House theme music. Chicka wow, waka chicka waka waka chicka chicka wow wow wow. Bow now, bow, bow, bow. Hey, look at the bailout, boys and girls. Talk about cool. There's nothing better to bail out General Motors than ship it to China and Mexico and Brazil. You don't like that? Well, there's more coming where that came from. And remember, George Washington's bad, private property's bad, and your kids don't belong to you. Or Rachel Maddow will call you a racist. And we sure don't want some chick know-it-all, out-of-control, wannabe man telling us what to do, so we better bow down to her, huh? That's what we do. All right, I apologize. I'm out of control. Yeah, just to tell the fellow from Tennessee, and I want you to keep your pension fund you paid for, sir. They're going to take your pension fund once they're setting up Homeland Security to do that. That's it set up. You notice this is all set up with the riot police going into place and everything just right on time. It's all prepared. But it's for your own good. I mean, you heard the theme song, folks. No more Hail to the Chief. Just for nostalgia, can we go out with Hail to the Chief? You can find it all over the place. I mean, it's just I just love our chief. I just love him so much right now. Let's go ahead and talk to Steve in Chicago. You're on the air, my friend. Welcome.
Yes. Richard Gucciardi.
Yeah, hey, wait a minute. It's McGruff. Yeah, no, hey, no. McGruff. McGruff, are you liking your Obamacare now?
A little Italian shoemaker can shine my shoes. Richard Gucciardi.
yeah, he ain't shining your shoes, buddy. He's making international headlines. I mean, you really don't like Italians now, McGruff, but you like Obama.
Like that governor of he'd be going into the federal building with a newspaper over his head. The guy from New Jersey, Chris Crispy. Well,
can you talk? I'll let you continue. You can say whatever you want. You got to do it in the full McGruff sound. Go ahead.
Okay. You had a caller yesterday, a cryptic caller, that referred to British military intelligence in the Mideast. Yeah, he's exactly right. He talked about Kipling and, of course, Lawrence of Arabia. What we don't know, this is true, though, the German Oriental Society was founded in 1897, and it was formed to combat Anglo-French interests in the Middle East. The idea of using Muslims as patsies to execute attacks, this is well documented.
Well, I mean, that goes back to the Byzantines with double-cross people using Muslim or Mohammedans, as they called them, mercs. So this is actually about 600 years old. No, more than that. No, the Byzantines. Well, what was left of the Byzantine when it fell? No. Then Constantinople became Istanbul. Hey, what? Stay there. I'm going to come back to you, McGruff, because I want you to say, I'm McGruff, got to check for bombs in your underwear. I'm free to do a proctology exam on your wife. I'm the Texas State Police. Help take a bite out of somebody's dignity today.
On the march, the empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are constantly suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural nutritional supplement that aids ailing bodies, usually within weeks. It has an exclusive formula of wildcrafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects from prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Visit HBExtract.com to learn more. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee. Visit HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new E-Patch 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Last night in Little Rock left me in a haze. Pretty, pretty Connie was doing her act. She had the whole show, and that's a natural fact.
We're back live, ladies and gentlemen. With Kerry King, I got to tell you, polka is his thing. I'm in a really good mood today. I've hit equilibrium level with all the bad news. I'm just going to do whatever I can to fight it. I realize just fighting the evil is the journey. The journey is the destination. And we're going to do whatever we can. Our fear is gone. We're going to fight the tyranny. We're an American band, and we're coming to your town to reignite the human spirit. Yeah! All right, now I'm going to go back to Steve in Chicago and then get to Shane, Cindy, Robert, Mike, and everybody try to go to you quickly and hit some of this news. But I got to do it because I got to say, Steve's been calling, I think this was about 1998 when I was first on the radio in Chicago. We're on 1530 right now. It's another station then. He's been calling, and I got to be honest, I can't figure out who he really is. Sometimes he's called in and been mad at me. And I can't tell. All I know is he may be. Is the guy that did the McGruff Crime Dog voice alive? This may actually, because he could almost beat. For those who don't know, when I was a kid, they had McGruff the crime dog, and I always liked how he helped take a bite out of crime. I'm telling you, he could almost beat a voice analyzer system. They found some cases where people's voices are so similar that they can actually beat a voice print analysis. This may be, we're going to find out in a moment, if he is the voice of McGruff the crime dog. Let's play the McGruff crime dog ad, PSA, and then public service announcement, and then go back to Steve in Chicago to make his point. Here it is.
That's Jenny, but that's not Jenny's dad. If she gets into that car, that may be the last time you'll see Jenny. I'm McGruff, the crime dog. See those kids? Every day in this country, 60 kids disappear. Some run away.
I know.
I loaded them on the C-130.
Or even by people they know.
We had the auction in
Las
Vegas. And
teach your kids to protect themselves.
Some Rothschilds were there. Hi, I'm McGruff. And the way we control things is we tell you we run the whole operation to save the kids when we were actually running most of it. Occasionally, when some psychopath on his own gets a kid, we'll grandstand around all day about it. But the truth is, we killed a lot of your kids. And by the way, the narcotics kids, I'm telling you not to use drugs, so you ought to introduce them to you. Just like the anti-bullying training makes you bully. And just like the suicide, anti-suicide prevention makes the kids triple the suicides. Then we give you pills that make you do it more. I'm McGruff here for little kids. How you doing, little kids? I'm an expert in getting people into cars. Hey, seriously, though, Steve, are you related to McGruff the crime dog, or are you McGruff the crime dog?
No, I'm Rabbi Smiley Schmalson. Smiley because I was always smiling in my rabbinical class. Smiley, I'll sue you in rabbi court. Schmalson because I was the smallest man in my rabbi's class. You know, what I wanted to do...
Hey, do you want to talk to Gucci Arty? I mean, do you really not like Italians?
I wanted to talk about German Oriental Society, 1897, and that spawned the rogue agent Mohammed Atta. He was funded by the German Oriental Society in 18. You know, they started in 1897. Getting back to what I was talking about, that gentleman who wanted to know about espionage, look up the name Fritz Frank. And the other name he would look up would be Richard Meistershaugen. And I'll spell that, M-E-N-T-E-R-Z.
No. I know what you're saying is actually historical. You're an interesting guy. How long have you been calling?
Oh, I say a decade or so.
No, I think longer than that. It's longer than a decade.
Okay.
I remember doing radio shows at my house over an ISDN line with you, with you calling in.
Okay. Another one is...
Hold on, McGruff. I'm asking you, are you McGruff the crime dog?
Wow. No. No, that's not one of my multiple personalities.
By the way, Gucciardi really liked you talking bad about him. He wants you to do it some more. He's right outside laughing. What do you want to say to Gucciardi?
Ciao, ciao.
So let me guess, are you Italian?
No. Hell no. I'm a European. What do you think?
Oh, so are you serious? You're such a white supremacist that Italians, even if they're from northern Italy, they're not white people, right?
Right.
Man, I got to tell you, I can't figure you out. Are you really for Obamacare? Are you really for Obamacare?
To a certain extent. But I wanted to get back to the Middle East. Kress von Kressenstein. You talk about the Germans. He wrote a book from Constantinople to the Suez Canal. He was there in World War One. He was World War One general. The first battle of Gaza, he beat the crap out of the Limeys and the Himes together. This is for the Gaza Strip. The second battle, he beat the hell out of them. What's the point? In a six-day war, this guy, he already had planned... And back in World War One, the bridging of the Suez Canal. So what did the Israeli general staff do with that Dayan with the one patch on his eye? He plagiarized the German plan. Take a look at it. It's Kress von Kressenstein. It's spelled with a K.
No, I'm aware of that. I'm aware that the Israelis also run radical Muslim groups. That's even in Haaretz and Jerusalem Post. And you always are bashing everyone but the Germans. You don't like the Limeys, but your great leader Hitler thought the Brits were more Aryan than the Germans.
Well, I'm not supporting them with the German Oriental Society. I mean, you take a look at you take a look at Hamburg right now. That's the reason why they got raised by it.
Listen, let's get serious here for a minute. Really, tell us about yourself. I mean, what'd you do? How old are you?
I'm a senior. I'm 60.
Yeah, you didn't sound exactly like McGraw 15 years ago.
Well, no, I don't think so. I hope not. I didn't look like him either.
Those guys are really funny. All right, man. I appreciate your call. There goes McGruff. Oh, hold on. I'm sorry. You still there, Steve? I forgot to get him to say a liner for InfoWars. Hi, I'm McGruff. Don't look at InfoWars. It's thought crime. Man, I messed up. Cindy, I tell you what, leave a line open. 800-259-9231. Call back, Steve. We'll use you as a liner. Call right back. 800-259-9231. Now everybody's calling. They'll never get into that line. I'm telling you, like, I would want to win dinner with that guy if he lived in Austin. I mean, you know you'd be rolling 2 hours at dinner with him before you found out what was really going on. Okay, let's go ahead and talk to Cindy in FEMA Region 2. Go ahead, Cindy. You're on the air.
Yeah, this is Cindy calling in from occupied FEMA Region 3.
How loving. What former state are you in?
Pennsylvania.
Okay, welcome.
Free America Radio. That's what I consider this, Alex.
That's what it is.
God bless America.
God bless you, ma'am.
America. Anyway, I served in the military in the 70s. I was a United States Army stationed at Fort Sam Houston, Texas. And what I was calling in for is in response to the young National Guardsman who spoke earlier. During the 70s, we held that oath very dearly, and I still hold it dearly to this day. My advice to anybody in the military at this time is when they ask them, will they turn against Americans, to say, yes, we will, and then find out who each other is. And when they bring that long arm of evil down on Americans, they need to arrest those officers giving out those unjust orders. They need to arrest them. I don't care what they do with them. They need to grab them up, and they need to fight within them.
By the way, I was told that by my great uncle who just died a few months ago, who was in all sorts of just above top secret, super black stuff. And he said it was well known there was talk back then, because governments always want to know if they can take over. And there was talk about COG and gun confiscation, and there would be generals in the officers' club saying, we're going to, you know, shoot anybody that talks like that. I mean, that was just default. We'll kill anybody talks like that. And nowadays, it's like they're getting ready to come try to take the guns. I mean, the only reason America couldn't be taken over by a coup and take the guns is because the military, the country was founded over you're not taking our guns. That's the only reason they haven't gotten them completely yet. And so exactly, back in your time in the 70s, they had manuals, and the officers would teach. If you're ever told to take guns, you know, unless it's from a particular criminal in an emergency, but from the general public, you don't follow those orders. And, of course, you know what else they said back then. I don't even want to repeat it in this day and age and how bad stuff is. But, I mean, what did you guys talk about if they ever said take the guns when you were in the military?
We said hell no.
Well, they also said they were going to do something else. So the point is, yeah, I mean, it's just, but now it's here. I mean, they with a straight face say families are bad, freedom's bad, private property's bad, fathers are bad, veterans are bad, George Washington's bad. I mean, it's just like they've learned the trick of hiding in plain view. I mean, go ahead.
We know the difference. There's more of us awake than they realize, and we need to take our military back from within. My dad was a presidential honor guard to Harry S. Truman. He was also a Bercher, and he hid within. And I'm a daughter of the American Revolution as well. And
wonderful.
You know, I still hold that oath to this day. I'll fight for liberty or death. I'll die for my country. And anybody in the military who doesn't think that they have to put their life up for this country, they're mistaken. They don't
think about
that.
Think about that. That's a great point. You fight for all these fake globalist wars. You've got to still admire the courage of the people that do it and stick together. But the point is, this is America. This is for the Republic. This is here. Now. Go ahead.
They won't have. They won't get a second chance. They will not get a second chance. They're given out orders that aren't to be followed. Whatever orders they're told to follow, if that is not in their oath, they should not follow them, and they should turn on those given them, arrest them, whatever they have to do to them, get them, and take our military back, because we need our military working for us.
That's right.
We owe it to our ancestors, we owe it to us, and we owe it to our future, and first of all, we owe it to our God and country.
That's right. God bless you, man. Beautiful words. And that's just, it's not even knowledge. Just, I know it in my being. First comes God. It's really strange. And what I'm worried about it. I mean, I love my children more than anything, but it's like, and I've got to be honest, it's God, my ancestors, and then my children, and then my wife. But I know why that's the instinct, because those are the people that provided and built a foundation for us that wasn't perfect, but it's a lot better than what we see now, that went through hell. And then it all goes for nothing if we lose that. I mean, that's all that matters is freedom. Don't all you people get it? Bought out by the New World Order for some chicken feed, for a new car, for a fancier house, so you can have more junk to mess with? And look, I got things, but I'm a target. I understand having money so you can defend yourself, a little bit of money, and so you're not under people's control. I want people to be wealthy, but wealthy in the free market. It's a much bigger cornucopia than any other collectivist system, and we know that. It doesn't work, but they lie to each group and say, oh, it's going to be great for you. And by the way, here's the new article up on InfoWars.com by Steve Watson. It's also on PrisonPlanet.com. Nutjob Obama supporters believe healthcare.gov disaster is part of right-wing conspiracy. No, the right-wing controlled, if you want to call them that, Republican-written, old guard, John McCain, Karl Rove, George Bush Republicans, the Mitt Romney Republicans, they are the conspiracy of the rape care, dummies. They wrote it, you idiots, along with the other fat cat Democrats, you morons. I knew they'd do this. They are just the dumbest. I got to say it. I mean, I'm not a Republican, folks, but I lean more towards that because they're pro-gun and anti-abortion and stuff. But, I mean, I cannot believe how dumb Democrats are. And no wonder all their shows on CNN, MSNBC are how smart they are, because that's to cover up the fact that they have constituents that are literally idiots. I mean, I've never seen anything like it. And he's got a whole thing with their tweets and news articles. And I'm sure the Koch brothers can afford some sabotage. I love this. I always call them the Koch brothers, the Koch brothers. I love how that's the little neurotic thing. You work for the Koch brothers. You work for the Koch brothers. You work for the Koch brothers. When I have absolutely zero connection to them. But I tell you, they would be good guys if they were actually funding me. I wish somebody was helping us. The point is, I have experts on. They actually bankrolled Bill Clinton and helped put him in office. They just fund both sides. I mean, they've had fights with George Soros, so that's, I mean, it's literally the moron level of these people. Just incredible. So they're now saying that we need Obamacare and that it's a great thing. Absolutely off the chart. Insane. Oh, boy. Obama asked Americans to be a part of Team Obamacare. I told you it's not going to be a process. That's another article up there by Steve Watson. I guess he wrote two articles back to back. Obama asked Americans to be part of Team Obamacare. See, I told you. Now we've all got to work towards the free, and national service, and it isn't free. See, that's collectivism. Oh, you didn't know you're a slave now? No, you just thought you got everything free. They could take all the wealthy and rich people's money that's actually in the U.S., and it wouldn't fund the government for 1 year. What it does is give the globalists opposition to their takeover and economic groups they've got to compete with, so that's why they want to shut it down. The goal is shut down your prosperity, dumbos. And then you can only go to government for select handouts, and the government can pick the winners. They want a monopoly, dumbos. I'm talking to Obama supporters. Stop being such incredibly stupid morons. I know you got some free stuff before. That was in the domestication process, dumbasses. Excuse me, I shouldn't talk like that. I apologize. God help me. I just have to, I mean, you are the dumbest sacks of crap. Excuse me. I mean, I'm telling you, they're ripping the country apart. It's a giant scam job, and I knew you would still suck your thumbs and think it was a good deal for you and drag me and my family down a rat hole with you towards poverty. I love this country, and I care about you, and I want you to have a chance and a future. You idiots. And then you sit there talking about how it was the Koch brothers. I've actually had people I know, like, lift their finger and go, you like Rand Paul. That means you're secretly with the Koch brothers. I'm like, Rand Paul barely beat the gun bill. Rand Paul's against arming Al-Qaeda in the Syria war. He's like good on everything. Yeah, he goes and eats dinner with the elitists so they don't kill him. He's actually trying to change things, trying to be a statesman, trying to be a diplomat from the liberty movement. Everybody can just find something to talk about. Great, well, another Dianne Feinstein up there. So start a civil war and put our ass in. Put our butts. I'm sorry, I'm really in a bad mood. Put our hind ends in FEMA camps is the goal. The weathermen raised Obama. They cannot wait to get us in there and murder our families in front of us. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. Alex Jones here. And I want to tell you about a longtime friend of the show, My Patriot Supply. As you might remember, this is the company that stood up to the DHS and exposed FEMA's secret plan to begin hoarding emergency survival food. It has always been my belief that it's key to stand behind companies who share the same values as their fellow patriots. My Patriot Supply brings us their exclusive Patriot Pantry brand, along with many other fine preparedness products. I personally store and use their high-quality products. It tastes great, and it's easy to store for up to 25 years. For a limited time, you can save $50 instantly on a 4-week supply of food, along with other special offers. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today. With the New World Order making rapid advances on every front, it is essential to prepare with My Patriot Supply today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
So, you've decided to get prepared. You're not sure that a case of ramen and a couple of granola bars under your bed will cut it as long-term food storage anymore. You're in luck. At Emergency Essentials, we have all the resources to get you started. From 3-day emergency bug-out bags to year supplies of food and everything in between. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Something. We're in a paradox where there's still large vestiges of the old Republic left and a free speech, but there's an intimidation of the press, arresting, coming after people. We're still armed in many areas, but they're arming against us. They're openly training for war with us. We're in the same position Patrick Henry was in when he said these weapons are for us. They're amassing these armies. They're training to take us on. They say they are. They're going to come and take our guns. They're going to indenture us as slaves. Boom, it started. And I'm here. I screw around and have some fun because I can't stay serious, you know, all the time and not go crazy. But, I mean, we are just, I can't believe how openly evil it is and that more people aren't totally freaking out. I mean, folks should be freaking out. Instead, most people I talk to, even cops and some military, they go, I know you're right. Well, I'm scared. I don't know what to do. And we're talking quietly. You better stop talking quietly. I mean, these are criminals. They're illegitimate, bellying up through pure intimidation, hoping we just bow down. And if we don't stand, it's all over, folks. It's that simple. People say, well, you should do this better, do that better. Look, I never wanted to be a leader. I never expected all this to happen. They tried to ban a bunch of our guns in Texas. I saw them taking farmers' property and not paying for it. And I'd already read a lot of history books and knew it was tyranny, and I got involved 20 years ago. I'm just a regular guy who is not going to be a slave and has an instinct to fight back. And, folks, I believe in you. I believe you have that same instinct. You're going to have to get aggressive, talking to people, doing whatever, and not complying, not bowing down. You see cops, drive over to them. Start asking them what's going on. They'll have their mouth open that you would dare pull up at a coffee shop and talk to them. Or they might go, oh, I know what's going on. Hey, how you doing? Let's get some. You'll find out. A lot of them are good. A lot of them are bad. If they're arrogant and weird, go, hey, aren't you a servant? I just want to talk to you. Well, that federal training's really got to you. And a lot of times they'll kind of go, oh, actually, you're right. Yeah, I was just kind of. Yeah. Or if they're rude to you, you get their name, their badge, you go visit the police chief. And if he doesn't see you, you wait till he has a public event, and you go talk to him. The mafia comes and talks to people and gets in people's faces and threatens them. We come as the citizens and say, hey, you stop pushing us around. That's why they want first contact with us, these checkpoints and things, to get us bathed and baptized in slavery. Cops, you're bathing your family in slavery. Oh, they'll always have some cover story of why you're doing a checkpoint or why you're raiding something illegally or why you're doing this or that or why you're violating the Constitution. They're going to get you used to violating the Constitution. They're going to flip it around on you and your family. They're going to turn that gun around. That's already happened. Let's go to Mike in Denver. You're on the air. Last caller I have time to go to. Sorry to the others. Go ahead, Mike.
Real quick, with gun confiscation, they have no other choice. They're going to have to try to get the guns. Because there are too many people who are getting to the point where they can't feed their families, and they're going to take action.
That's right. That's right. Going for the guns will be the false flag because it will start a civil war. I mean, they know. It will start a civil war. It will kill unbelievable amounts of citizens and cops and military. So people better be reaching out to military and police so that we don't have to have a war with them. I mean, I don't have some fantasy about being in a war. I've been around enough. I don't want this, but I am not bending over for Obama. It's not happening. Go ahead. I appreciate your call. Yeah, no, Mike made a good point. Got time for one more then. Zach in Ohio, go ahead.
Hey, I had a question about a year ago. You covered an article from Pravda by Stanislav Mishin.
Yeah.
About warning us about the same thing that happened in Russia happening here. I was wondering what you mentioned getting him on, and I was wondering what your thoughts are.
That's a great point. Say his name again. I remember what was the headline? We'll try to get him on.
Well, his name was Stanislav Mishin, and he wrote for Pravda, the Russian magazine, the old communist mouthpiece.
Yeah, now warning America to be Christian and libertarian, not to be communist. I remember the article. I know, when Pravda is saying, watch out, watch out. You know, you're in trouble. I mean, the whole world can see what's got itself around us. I mean, we're in trouble, folks.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with nascent iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.